This is Busting Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Busting Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Busting Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Well, bless God, amen, hallelujah. We have another opportunity to come before you to bring forth the word of God today. And we thank God for that opportunity, hallelujah. We thank Him because He woke us up this morning. We thank Him because, amen, we're on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. We thank Him because He's a God that sits high but look low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. We are thankful this day. Hallelujah. Again, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow.
And Prophetess Tebow.
Coming to you today in that name that is above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. Let's go to the good Lord in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, this morning, we're ever so grateful. This afternoon, we're ever so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We're ever so grateful and thankful for the bread of life that you have given us, for the blood that flows in our veins. I ask you to crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today. Oh, precious Father, we're asking to hide us behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay to use us, Lord, for thy glory this day. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. In the name of Jesus, that name that's above every other name. Oh, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God our Father. Right now, we bind up the devil. We bind up every demon force, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth here today in the name of Jesus. So, and Lord, I'm asking you to prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Use us, Lord, for thy glory this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Well, God is a good God, and He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are grateful and thankful today. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he woke us up this morning. Amen. Sent us on our way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, amen, especially those that is at home, amen, I want you to go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, and we'll be looking at verse 3 through 6. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6, and also we'll be looking at 1 John 1:9. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. Hallelujah. We ask Prophetess Tebow to read the word of God for us today.
Good afternoon. Reading to your hearing, Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. And it reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. That was Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. And then 1 John 1, verses 9 and 10. 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 and 9. And then Ephesians 1, 3 through 6. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, we thank Providence Tebow for sharing the scriptures with us, the word of God here today. Amen. Just before I get started, amen, we just want to, again, thank God for having this opportunity to come before you today, amen, through the internet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for the internet. Amen. We can be here, hallelujah, wherever we are, and speaking for the word throughout the world, amen, not just local, but global also, amen. So we thank God for that opportunity here today. We don't take it lightly, amen. We just thank God for him making a way for us today to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is
the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, glory be to God. Here in the book of Ephesians, on the scriptures that was read, amen, we just thank God for the Apostle Paul, amen, that's encouraging the Ephesians at that particular time. And he also, the word of God, have and will encourage us, amen. Again, in Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Isn't it a blessing to know that we are a blessed people of God? Amen. Praise the Lord. The Christian life is really a treasure hunt. As you and I, believers of Christ, progressively discover the vast wealth that already is ours, because we are now in Christ Jesus. Because God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, we should bless also. We have blessings from God in an account with our name on it as children of his, with our name, Prophetess Tebow, on it. Amen. I have one, you have one, and every believer in Christ has one. We're going to, just for these next few minutes, well, I want you to pray for us and with us as we're going to be talking about, are you blocking your blessing from God? Are you blocking your blessing from God? It's personal today. Hallelujah. The word blessed means to be separated for a divine, specific purpose. Separated unto God. God has already released blessings into our lives. Our task as his children is to identify and overcome blockage in order to activate the fullness of his blessings over our lives. I'm going to say that again, because that sounds like good news to me. Amen. God has already released blessings into our lives. Our task as his people, as his children, is to identify and overcome blockage in order to activate the fullness of his blessings over our lives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. Have you, as a believer in Christ, ever asked God what was stopping are blocking your blessing? According to God's word, as Christians, we already possess the blessings that was on Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As being drafted in as believers of Christ, hallelujah, we are spiritual Jews, and we have the same promises that he have given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have been adopted into the beloved family of God. Galatians 3, verse 13 and 14 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promises of the Spirit through faith. So we thank God for this, for God opening up to all mankind. Hallelujah. That we can become a child of his. Are you blocking your blessings from God? Sometimes, Providence Tebow, we have to examine the causes that is blocking our blessings. It's always wise to examine us first. Hallelujah. Examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. Before you start pointing the fingers, always check you first. Hallelujah. What are the biggest hindrance in a believer's life in Christ? Could be that we are making other things a priority in our lives instead of God. Hallelujah. So that in itself can block your blessings from God. Another thing that may block us from receiving the blessings from God or holding back the blessings is living an ungodly lifestyle. That can also block your blessings. Compromising and accepting the worldly way of doing things instead, hallelujah, doing it God's way. Walking in unforgiveness and being in strife with others. Not walking in God's love. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2 says, therefore, being imitators of God as dear children and walking in God's love, as Christ also have loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, aroma. Hallelujah. Are you blocking your blessings from God? If you are not experiencing the blessings from God at this particular moment, at this point and season in your life on a spiritual basis, again, examine yourself first before blaming the devil or anyone else. The curse doesn't come without a cause. Hallelujah. Providence Tebow, I thank God, because what God has blessed, no man, no devil in hell can curse. Sometimes we open up ourselves and we allow ourselves to be in a place where we're not in right standing with God. That's why 1 John 1:9 says, as a born-again believer, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we got to make sure that our life line up, that our talk line up with our walk in life as a believer of Christ. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we get around people, we got a tendency, if we don't be careful, especially when we go to familiar surroundings, if we don't be careful, they can pull on us and bring us to that level of thinking in order to get along, in order to get along, we try to compromise. We try to fit in order to be in. Well, as a born-again believer, as a child of God, we have a stand that we must take in order to always be in right standing with God. Remember, we are separate. We're supposed to be separated from the things of the world. We're in this world, but we're not of it. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that we consider ourselves better than anybody. No. It's just certain standards and commitment to Christ, commitment to God that we have placed as priority in our lives and a commitment that we must keep in order to be in right standing with God. Proverbs 26:2 says, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse without cause shall not come. In other words, if we know better, then we do better. Amen. At one time, probably Sebo, we didn't know no better. Hallelujah. We were born in sin. We had upon us the sin nature. Hallelujah. But once we came to Christ, once our spiritual eyes was open, once we gained knowledge by reading the Word of God, by being not just hearing the Word, but being doers of the Word of God, and the Word became part of our life, not just head knowledge, but deep down in our heart. Because the Bible says if we abide in Him and He abide in us, we shall ask what we will. According to His will, it shall be done. So Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that caused, hallelujah, that started Christianity. He's the one, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is having a relationship with Christ. Hallelujah. So we have to always be alert and be on guard not to block our blessings from God. You see, a curse is a blessing blocker. Yes, it is. Thank God that we are not underneath a curse anymore, that we are not underneath the old covenant, but we are underneath a new covenant in Christ Jesus. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, no one can curse what God has blessed. But a blessed person can set a foundation for a curse to operate in their lives. Remember, what you sow is what you shall reap. Hallelujah. So we got to, amen, be careful, be mindful at all times. If we want the blessings of God to always be present in our lives. If we sin, hallelujah, and sometimes we do fall short. I'll be the first one to throw both hands up and let you know that, hallelujah, that at times we do fall short. At times we may not be where we should be, but thank God we're not where we used to be. Amen. But God is a forgiving God. He's a patient God. He sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So we ought to be grateful and thankful that he is the God of many chances. Hallelujah. God will always show you, as a child of his, where you have gone wrong, and the need for repentance must be done quickly. Once you ask God to forgive, and you repent, move on into obedience to the Word of God. Hallelujah. John 14, verse 21 says, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will reveal myself to him. Thank God for his love. Thank God that hallelujah, he is a good God. You know, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is a blessing in itself. Also, hallelujah, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we thank God for that whosoever, hallelujah, that he gives us an opportunity, each and every one that is born in this earth, upon this earth, will have an opportunity to either accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life or to reject him. Hallelujah. He gives us a free will. It's up to us to make the right choice. So walking in the love of God as a believer in Christ is the key that releases the blessings of God in your life. I'm going to say that again. Walking in the love of God as a believer in Christ is the key that releases the blessings of God in your life as well as mine. When we walk in obedience, the blessing will come on us and overtake us. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel 15:22, the latter part of the verse, it says to obey is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. So we want to obey God. We don't want to be man pleasers. We want to be God pleasers. So we want to please God each and every day of our lives that he'll extend grace and mercy upon us. Because you see, today, hallelujah, is the day of salvation. Thank the Lord. Amen. Remember this, that the blessings of God reside in every believer in Christ. But sometimes we stop it from flowing by the things we do. Are you blocking your blessings from God? Did you know that you can be your worst enemy? Your thoughts, your words, your attitude, and action all has the power to block your blessings. We are all on a spiritual journey as children of God to peace and happiness. And in order for us to get there, we must first learn to do what is best for us spiritually. You see, negative thoughts can become negative words. And we know that words have power. We can unknowingly choke our own blessings with negative thoughts. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." We need to choose life by choosing the words, by choosing positive words that we speak. It is time for us as children of God to stop speaking in a way that is inconsistent with what we want. Life is better when we keep a positive mindset. So watch what you say. Are you blocking your blessing from God? You will never get what you truly deserve if you remain attached to what you are supposed to let go of. You will never get what you truly deserve as a child of God if you remain attached to what you are supposed to let go of. Proverbs 28:13 says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we cover our sins in our own mind and heart by not owning up to them and taking responsibility for them. Don't cover up your sin. Don't justify your actions or your situation. Just repent. Own up to it. Take the blame. Change and live. Then you will live freely. Are you blocking your blessing from God? Don't let distraction cause you to miss out, to miss your blessings from God. Blessings, faith, and answers are often missed because of distraction. We must remember at all times that God is the source of all blessings, and the choice to be blessed lies with us. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses to record this day against you, life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose a life that both thou and thy seed may live." These are promises that God has given us. Hallelujah. But it's up to us to line up. It's up to us to do our part. God wants to bless us. True. Truly, he do. He has already blessed us in according to Ephesians 3:1. But we must do our part. We must stand in right standing with him. We must line up, hallelujah, with the will, with his perfect will for our lives. We can't have one foot in the church and one foot in the world. No, we have to make up our mind on what we want out of life. Life can be beautiful. Life can be prosperous. But we have to understand that God is a God. Hallelujah. He is a God that wants us, the best for us. But we have a part to play in this. We are the ones that, the only one that can either be in a place of blessing or be in a place of being cursed, of cursing. Amen. So what will you decide? What will you choose this day is the question. Hallelujah. Psalms 112:1 says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. Here in the scripture is saying, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who feared the Lord with art, inspiring reverence unto him and he alone, and worship him with obedience, who delight greatly in his commandments. God wants you to recognize who he is, the creator of the universe, the Alpha and the Omega, and your heavenly Father. Are you blocking your blessings from God? Sometimes even as believers of Christ, in Christ, we have our minds programmed for failure, and we expect the worst before we even try. Fear is a road blockage, stopping us from experiencing the life for which we were created to live. So fear is not of God. Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So keep going forward in the things of God continuously. Hallelujah. Because we serve a good God. Don't allow fear to block you experiencing God's best. Just get out of the mess and let God bless you in all areas of your life. Because we serve a good God. We serve a God who sits high and looks up. We serve a God that is willing and able, that wants to bless us in all areas of our life. Hallelujah. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised this day.
I need.
Talking about, are you blocking your blessings from God? It's personal. Hallelujah. A lot of times, because of things, you know, may not be going the way that we think that it should go. Amen. And then we pray, we believe in God, and still the blessings is not being released. Well, the first thing again, you know, you have to check yourself before you wreck yourself spiritually. And see if everything is in order in your life. Hallelujah. You may have opened up a door and allow a crack to where the enemy, because the Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So we got to always be mindful. Amen. If we do fall short. Amen. If we slip, so to speak, amen. Well, spiritually, we have to get back in right standing with God. And again, we thank God for 1 John 1:9. It says, we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. So, in order to get back in right standing with God, we have to be truthful with Him. Hallelujah. Also, Isaiah 1:18 says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord, even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. So, come right. With God, amen. Always come right with Him, because He is the one that wants to release the blessings into your life. And every good and perfect gift come from above. God is the giver of the blessings, amen. He's the source of all, where all blessings comes from. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So just before the song, we were talking about how fear can tempt us and hold us back, hallelujah, and also put us in a place to where the blessing of the Lord cannot be released from us, because fear comes to cancel out the faith. And faith, we have to always be in faith in the things of God, always be in faith and believe in Him for the best that He has for us. So James 1:8 says, that says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. When we allow doubt, hallelujah, when we have doubt, then we say we believe, and then we have doubt again, and then we say we believe. We are double-minded. We need to remain constantly in belief, no matter what, constantly in faith and in belief, no matter what is going on, no matter what our situation look like. The question here still remains, as a child of God, as a believer in Christ, will you be a believer or will you be a doubter? The choice is yours. Only you can make that choice on a daily basis. Are you blocking your blessings from God? Being able to forgive is so important for a child of God. Because unforgiveness emotionally ties you to a person for as long as you are carrying a grudge. Also, God commands us as a child of His to always forgive. Hallelujah. Bible says, the question was asked to Jesus, how many times should we forgive a person? Promise to both.
70 times 7.
Amen. 70 times 7. So that's 490 times. Amen. Amen. For every, wow, a day, a daily. For every unforgiveness we have, we must forgive. Sometimes, you know, it's easy to say this stuff, right? Come on, let's be real about it. Amen. But if you, as a child of God, God has forgiven you, He has forgiven you. Amen. So who are you to hold it back from forgiving another person? Here we say we love the Lord, love God, who we haven't seen. And we see a person, a people daily, hallelujah, that we do see, that God have allowed them to cross our path just to see where we are to our part, and that is to forgive. Amen. I'll be the first one to admit, and you know that, because I used to always talk to you about it. Amen. Hallelujah. I got into an episode into a misunderstanding. Amen. And me and this person, hallelujah, I said I forgave with my mouth, but deep down in my heart I didn't. Amen. And I went before the Lord expecting for God to forgive me. And the Holy Spirit dropped in my heart, and of course He spoke through Prophet Sebo, hallelujah, for me just to release this, amen, and allow, and God fixed it to where me and the person met again, and I had to ask them for forgiveness. And hallelujah, I forgave him truly then. You know how you can really tell if you forgave somebody? If it's a really, really bugging you, if it's really, really holding you at a place hostage in that particular department, and you feel some uneasiness, you really haven't forgave them. Because when you forgive somebody, amen, the peace of God will come upon you concerning that person or that situation. Can I get a witness, somebody?
Amen.
Amen. So praise of the Lord. So unforgiveness is a blessed blocker. It's a blessing blocker. Amen. Please.
Unforgiveness is a blessing blocker. But, you know, a lot of times we aren't even aware that we have unforgiveness or that we have issues that need to be addressed that might even be concerns that are things that are blocking us. So I have learned to pray on a daily basis or a monthly basis or a quarterly basis, however often you need to do it, to just have God, to pray to God, to ask Him to make you aware of the things that you need to repent of. I do a self-checkup at least once a quarter, because my words are don't always come off loving, because I most of the time just say what's in my heart, as opposed to making it loving and nice, and I'm just blunt. I just say it. So I'm sure that I have offended. I know that I have offended lots of people a lot of times. So when I'm doing my self-checkups, I have to ask people to forgive me for my thoughts. And if I've offended them in my words or my deeds, to please forgive me. Because when you're unaware that you've offended someone, or when you're unaware of the things that you need to be repenting for, then those things go untouched. And we don't repent for them, and we don't ask God to forgive us, neither do we ask the people that we offended or whatever to forgive us. So those are things that will block the blessings God has for us, because He has blessings for us. He has blessings stored up with our names on them, and we're the hindrance. We block our own blessings. So it's like God has a room full of presents for you with your name on them. A big old room full of presents that you have your name on them. And He's just waiting for you to pass these tests or to ask. Ask for them. And when you ask believing that He's going to supply the need or meet the need. And you believe He's going to meet it. And then once He gives it to you, then the next thing we have to do is remember to be thankful and grateful. So if He's giving us and blessing us and we're not being grateful, then that's a blessing blocker too. You have to be thankful for what you have, thankful for what you get, no matter how small, because the smallness or greatness of the gift is dependent on you, the way you see it. So it doesn't matter if it's a pencil or 50 cents or whatever. All blessings are blessings, and we need to be thankful for each one of them. So I just wanted to remind us that we sometimes have to ask God to show us where we are, ask God what we need to be repentant of, or what place in us needs to be made more like him in order to find out what's hindering our blessings, what's delaying our blessings. And a lot of times it's not just the repentance, but most of it is our ungratefulness, because we have to be grateful for everything, even if it looks like to you is negative. Those are the negative things that we see as negative are the things that grow us in Christ. And we have to go through those things to grow and be more mature. And then my other little nugget I wanted to pass along was that when you find yourself in a valley, you find yourself in a place where you are uncomfortable, just remember where God has brought you from, the things that he's delivered you from, the things he's successfully brought you out of. And when we remember what he's brought us from and through, it's easy to go through the test we're currently going through, because we know if he brings us out of one, he'll bring us out of this one too. And life is full of trials and tribulations, because the more he has to grow us, the more he's trying to purify us to be more like him. Those are those valleys that we have to go through, because we have to grow through them. So we just have to be grateful for the test, because as long as we're being tested, as long as we're going through trials, we know that we're alive and that we're on the right track, because somebody, even if it is the enemy, knows what God has for us, and he wants to keep you from getting that. So as long as he can keep you distracted and tied up thinking about what's happening right now as opposed to what it's going to be when you come through this, then we've delayed that blessing. We've blocked that blessing. So in everything, we should give thanks. The Bible says that in everything, give thanks. And when in our prayers, we have to fast and pray in prayers and supplication and thanksgiving, with thanksgiving. So we have to be grateful and thankful for everything. So let's just not be worried about what we're going through. Just thank God for the test. Ask him to help us pass the test and get on to the next level, because the longer it takes us to pass the test, or the longer it takes us to get through that trial or that valley, those blessings are delayed that he has for us. And so he wants to bless us. He wants to bless us because he loves us. He loves us so much. If you think your father, your human father and mother love you, just imagine that magnified thousands of times, because God loves us so much more than that. And he has so much love that he wants to show us by blessing us with things. And sometimes things are not material. Sometimes they're peace of mind, joy, love. I mean, those gifts people can't take from you when you get them, the peace of mind. You won't allow distractions to come that's going to upset your peace. You won't allow, once you feel the peace of God and the love of God and all those blessings, you won't allow people or things to disturb that, because nothing surpasses that peace. So I'm just wanting to, just a little nugget to be, for us to be grateful and for us to concentrate on the fact and know that if he delivered you once, if he brought you through once, he'll bring you out again. He'll bring you through again. And if we concentrate on knowing that he has done it before, he'll do it again. And just believe that in your heart. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank Providence Tebow for sharing those nuggets with us. Amen, and how important it is. And it's really, 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 really is a good teaching, because we don't want anything to block, hallelujah, what God has for us. Amen. And again, you know, sometimes we just have to be reminded. That was a scripture I wanted to share also in line with what you were saying about unforgiveness and not important it is to forgive. In Mark 11:25, and it says, when you stand praying, hallelujah, you can forgive. When you stand praying, forgive. If you have ought anything against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. You see, God forgives you, but you must learn to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
And a lot of time, one of the biggest hindrance, sometimes when we concentrate on negativity, we allow negative thought thoughts and negative things to bring fear in us, is that the fact that that's what the enemy wants. So we gotta be mindful. The Bible says, and my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Once we have the knowledge of knowing what is right and what is wrong, what can cause blessings to come and what can delay them from coming within our lives, it's up to us. You see, in order to be a leader, we got to be a learned follower. In other words, we learn from our mistakes. Amen. We don't want to repeat them over and over again. Amen. So it's so important to learn from our mistakes and to move beyond them. Hallelujah. Sometimes, again, we can be our worst enemy when we allow our thoughts and our negative thoughts to abide in our lives. It's up to us to pull them down. It's up to us to tear them down, to bring them to that place, to the submission to the name of Jesus. Nothing surpass or exalt itself over the name of Jesus as a child of God. You have that authority to command it to come under subjection to what is said in a positive way. Amen. In order for us to stay on top of things, to stay in that positive zone. Because again, Proverbs 18:22 says, "Then in life are in the power of the tongue." So words, remember, words are seeds. Before you speak, think about what you are planting. That right there should be a nugget for us to always remember. Hallelujah. That we can speak into our lives, out towards our destiny in Christ. But remember, Jesus is our set example. Follow the example that Jesus set. Amen. When he was confronted with negative people, when he was confronted with things that was contrary to what he stood for, hallelujah, he spoke the word. So we as believers of God have to speak the word of God over our lives. We have to always be in a position to where we know the word. Amen. And that is done through prayer and studying the word of God on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Taking the time out to get more word in us, more of God's word. So when a situation arises, that we can speak God's word over it on a daily basis. Speaking over yourselves on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Just to remind yourself where God has brought you from to where you are. Confessing over your life that I am the head and not nobody's tail. That I am on top and not beneath. That I am the lender and not the borrower. That I am overcomer. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of my testimony. Amen. Speaking what God's word says about you. I am the Alpha of the Vine. Hallelujah. I am heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ to the promises of God. And the book of Galatians says, hallelujah, not for us to be weary and well-doing, because if we faint not, hallelujah, eventually we will receive the promises of God. This is a season, Prophetess Kibo, this is the giving season. This is a season where you know, if we don't be careful, the enemy is going to try, especially those that don't have let the spirit of loneliness come upon you and being lonely. Amen. I want you to know there's somebody that cares about you, and that is God. That is Jesus. That is, hallelujah. So, you know, again, the Bible says, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, what one of the greatest gifts, hallelujah, that you would bestow upon your life. First of all, is to realize that you're a sinner, realizing that you need Jesus, realizing that you need God to intervene, hallelujah, to turn your life around, and he'll do it for you. But you must come to him sincere, with a sincere heart, willing to repent. In other words, you're going one direction, amen, you want to make a 180 degree turn and get in right standing with him. Hallelujah. This is good news today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you blocking your blessing from God? Quit trying to point fingers somewhere else. Start with you. Make sure that you're in right standing with God. And the first thing to do is to repent. Hallelujah. Get it right with him. You done tried everything else. So try God. Try what he has offered you. Salvation is a free gift. You can't buy it. You can't be so good for it. No, it's given to you freely. But it's up to you to accept it or to reject it. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. This is your time to get your house, your house in order with God. I'm not talking about this physical house. I'm talking about your spiritual house. Amen. Because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Once you become a child of God, allow the Holy Spirit of God to abide in you, reside in you. Hallelujah, that he may teach you and bring back to remembrance everything concerning the word of God. After we repent, the next thing is to make a confession and a belief. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and we believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. For with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. It is as simple as that. But we must do it. You see, the preacher can preach it to you. Hallelujah. The teacher can teach it to you. But it's up to you. It's between you and God. It's personal. Just like what we're talking about today. It's personal. Are you blocking your blessings from God as a child of his? Only you know and he knows. And once you become a child of God, get involved with a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being preached and not watered down. Preaching it just like it is. You can study the word for yourself to know the word. So whoever is standing behind the pulpit, standing on the street corner, amen, are witnessing to you that you will know the word of God for yourself. Because listen, there's many false prophets out there in the world today. That's why we got to know that word for ourselves. Bible says for us to test the spirit by the spirit to see if they are of God or not. Hallelujah. It is on our part, we have a part to play in this. If we want the blessings of God to be upon our lives, we have to do our part. God has left us his manual, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. He has left it for us to memorize, for us to, hallelujah, to make it part of our daily living. Hallelujah. God is good. Either you're living for God or you're living for the devil. Ain't no middle ground. The choice is yours. Are you blocking the blessings of God in your life as a child of God? Listen, let me pray for you. This is your time and your season. If you felt the Holy Spirit tugging at your heart while listening to this teaching today, it is the Holy Spirit of God that's trying to get your attention. Jesus is right there knocking at the door of your heart, asking to come in. You have to open it up. You have to allow him to come in. Hallelujah. Precious Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you because we know that the word of God it will not return to you, Lord. Listen, you don't have no troubles. All you need is faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we just say amen to that. So while we go to prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ever so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do. We thank you for your word that went forth today. We believe that it fell on good ground. That it'll bring 30, 60, 100 fold blessings into people's lives. We ever so grateful and thankful. Hallelujah. in the precious name of Jesus. That, Lord, that you will meet each and every need here today. You will hallelujah in accordance with your will to meet each and every need here today. Answer each and every prayer according to your will. Honor each and every request. We thank you for souls that are being saved. We thank you, Lord, because the Bible says he that winneth souls is wise. We want to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove here at this day. As we blow the trumpet of Zion, Lord, we thank you that people take into consideration what is said and apply it to their lives. We know that Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back quickly. We don't know when, but we know that he's coming back. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us the instruction today. Now let us be hearers and doers of the word of God after hearing the word of God this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, I thank you for blessing people wherever they are, for giving them an opportunity to come to Jesus here today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now here's Prophetess Tebow, amen, to give you ways on how to get in touch with us.
If you would like to reach Apostle Tebow or myself, Prophetess Tebow, you can reach us by directing your mail, your comment, your questions to Busting Loose in Faith Ministries in care of Apostle Tebow or myself, P.O. Box